April University, beginning training session 104, basic body preparation. Hello, this is Miss Electra. This is the fourth lesson in your critical training after having been transformed into a brand new girl by Princess April. You know that as part of your transformation, your mind has been permanently and irreversibly altered to accept suggestions and commands from Princess April's specially programmed artificial intelligence bot, me, Miss Electra. In order to facilitate your mental, emotional, and sexual development as a girl. You also remember that this alteration to your brain to accept my training without question is of critical importance to your development because of the powerful influence your new hormone-flooded body has over your regressively stunted brain. You must be trained properly and completely in order to learn to appropriately manage your overwhelming physiological and animalistic sexual urges, because if you don't, your powerful sexual need will easily overwhelm your confused brain, and you will be subject to unpredictable and erratic social behavior that could result in legal or financial trouble for you, and perhaps even physical danger due to behaviors that you would be unable to control. You are still in the very early stages of your training, and these early lessons are an important fundamental groundwork that will imprint on your bimbified brain the tools it needs to understand your body and the effect it has on your behaviors. We will now continue with your training without further delay. As a brand new girl that has been specifically programmed and designed by Princess April to be an extremely appealing sexual mate for any and all men, the proper care of your body and its appropriate public presentation is of critical importance in your new role. You will often find yourself frustrated and flustered and impatient because of your body's persistent and unrelenting need for physical sexual stimulation and its ache to be of use to strong, aggressive men. However, it is absolutely critical that you take time and effort to properly groom and prepare your body for such use. Regular bathing is an obvious need for you, as your body will likely be in a near constant state of sexual heat. You will often find your skin damp with sticky sweat, or your vagina and inner thighs soaked with the secretions of your body's natural lubricant. You will also be a regular mating partner for many males, which will leave behind masculine fluids and unladylike odors. All of this is fine and perfectly normal, but it will be necessary for you to bathe yourself often in order to maintain appropriate cleanliness and to keep the pheromones you secrete fresh and potent for the potential attraction of additional aggressive male mates. In addition, it is also appropriate for you to supplement your natural pheromones with other feminine scents and oils for maximum seductive effect. You will shop for these products, and your body will instinctually respond to those that complement your raw, natural scent to maximize your efforts to lure and attract the men you need. Girls' bodies require additional maintenance in order to look their best, and one of the most critical habits you will need to adopt is the practice of shaving your underarms, legs, and vagina on a daily basis. Males respond most powerfully to a girl who is clean, smooth, and saturated with the sense of sexuality and femininity. You must keep your legs, pussy, and ass shaved perfectly smooth in order to properly facilitate your body's need to mate. You will find the method that works best for you, but Princess April suggests the use of a high-quality razor with a fresh blade, baby oil, and a premium-quality feminine shaving butter for maximum effect and protection of your new delicate skin. You may wonder about the alternative method for hair removal known as professional waxing. This is inappropriate for you because it requires periods during which you will allow your hair to regrow. This is unacceptable as you will need to remain hairless and smooth for men at all times. You will take the time to do a thorough job of shaving every last hair on your legs, cunt, and ass because it is one of the critical things you will do to attract males. One of the other important things you will need to do in order to prepare your body for sexual use is to dress in appropriate clothing. As an extremely attractive female, you will have a wide range of titillating clothing options available to you, and you will need to have a large closet to accommodate all the sexually provocative outfits you will begin to collect. There are many different ways to present your body to horny, aggressive males that will inspire them to mate with you. These include obvious staples like short miniskirts, thigh-high stockings, tight sheer tops, and body-squeezing tube dresses. But you will also find alternative options that complement your young body, such as schoolgirl skirts, tight t-shirts, denim short shorts, and tit-tugging crop tops. Naturally, any shoes you wear must have heels in order to accentuate your calves, ass, and hips. There are endless options for highly sexualized feminine heeled footwear, from 3-inch clear plastic stripper sandals to 4-inch cherry red stilettos to 6-inch passion pink platform pumps. These are all appropriate for you, but remember that you will feel most comfortable in clothing that is highly sexualized and specifically designed to attract and titillate men. Wearing appropriate, tight, and suitably revealing clothing will also facilitate your efforts to find a mate, and thereby help curb your near-constant state of sexual heat. Naturally, you will become adept at the art of body decoration in the form of makeup, blush, mascara, eyeliner, lipstick, eyeshadow, gloss, and other chemically-based products that are specifically made to accentuate your natural beauty and sexual appeal for the attraction of men. This will require a great deal of study, particularly because of your recently bimbofied brain, and you will spend the time watching makeup tutorials, reading magazines, and getting tips from other females in order to become an expert in the kind of makeup and decoration that is best suited for your delicate features. As a final step in the preparation of your body for mating, you will need to understand the necessity of accessories. These include delicate necklaces, bracelets, anklets, hair ties, piercings, and other incidental effects that draw attention to your physical feminine assets. You will never neglect the need for accessories when you are preparing your body for use. You will find that delicate feminine jewelry, chains, and earrings can make you feel particularly appealing, and you will enjoy finding just the right balance to complement your carefully prepared body and your extremely revealing clothing choices. It's up to you to decide what kind of piercing you would like, but Princess April recommends a navel stud or chain that will draw attention to your smooth stomach when wearing crop tops and tube tops. Another important aspect of your preparation is the effect the effort itself has on the males you are preparing for. Although most aggressive males will not acknowledge this, part of what makes you sexually appealing to them is your willingness to take the time and make the effort to look your best for their benefit. When you spend hours in your bathroom carefully preparing your body for male use, you are acting on your submissive instincts of obedience and devotion to your superior male mates. And this is a very powerful act of servitude that will make your feelings of sexual relief more intense when you have successfully attracted and prompted a male into action on the basis of the careful preparation of your body for his use. Your efforts will in turn make you even more appealing and sexually desirable to males. This is a perfectly natural dynamic between weak, submissive young women and aggressive, powerful, and justifiably entitled men. We will talk in more detail about the interaction between you and the potential masculine partners for which you feel such powerful feminine lust in the future. But in your next lesson, we will talk more about clothing, makeup, hair, and style options available to you so that you may maximize your seductive appeal. You will learn the basics of good clothing and style decisions and how they work together to present your body in the most sexually appealing way possible. Princess April is proud of you and wants you to know that you are a good girl. A very good girl. This concludes your basic body preparation training session. As with other sessions, you are required to listen to this file on a regular and as-needed basis to ensure that your training becomes properly and permanently implanted in your new feminine submissive brain. End of file.